store and a small grocery store were damaged and looted. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Sony Pictures Classics with Woody Allen's Magic in the Moonlight, starring Colin Firth and Emma Stone. Opens everywhere Friday. This is Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Brian Ford joins us now live on the line from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business and financial news. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Wayne. How have you been?
Just fine. Hope you've been.
Good.
Despite considerable unsettling, really disturbing news from abroad, the U.S. economic news got better last week. In fact, it was a bang-up day on Wall Street Friday.
Yeah, in fact, it certainly wasn't a sleepy, late dog days of summer type of week last week. As you mentioned, the recent weeks have been dominated by bad news coming from overseas. You can't escape it. It's Ebola in Africa. It's war in the Gaza Strip. U.S. airstrikes in Iraq, Russia, and Ukraine continue fighting. I mean, it's everywhere. But as you said, despite all the bad news, the U.S. markets had a slightly positive week. Now, no doubt about it, though, the swings are getting much, much wider each day, just as they were in that period of 2009, 10, 11, when triple-digit moves were almost a daily occurrence on Wall Street. But, Wayne, it's interesting to note what has gone well lately, which includes a couple of major things. Number one, U.S. corporate profits are up solidly year over year, 8% or so. And it's not just cost-cutting either these days. It's real revenue growth, which is up about 4% over the past year, which is a good number. Another good sign here at home is that traditional bank lending, bank loans, were up more than forecast in the second quarter, up about 7.5% year over year, which is the best we've seen since 2008. Now, there's no telling yet whether the U.S. stock market dip is over. You know, we're down about 3.5% over the last 3 or 4 weeks. But as you mentioned, Friday's big gains are a definite sign that investors here and abroad are ready to put cash to work in the stock market again.
Well, believe it or not, the back-to-school season is with us. In fact, some college students are already reporting to campus, particularly those who may be on sports teams or have extracurricular activities. And the public schools will be opening the day after Labor Day. Some schools around the state may be opening even earlier.
Sure.
So the retail industry certainly gearing up for that. What are the outlooks for the back-to-school shopping season?
Yeah, definitely. The back-to-school season is upon us. It is a key time to focus on the retailers and what it means for the health of the U.S. consumer. You likely know, Wayne, that about two-thirds of our U.S. economic output comes from consumer spending. So this is very important. And this week we're going to hear from mass retailers like Walmart, JCPenney, Kohl's, and Macy's. Thus far, the expectations are very low for these companies since many analysts have downgraded their profit reports. The signal is that the U.S. consumer has been struggling with very low wage growth, and we're seeing that so far in the back-to-school shopping early results. This is also a critical time because the holiday shopping season, which will be here sooner than you think, is when most retailers make their money. Some trends that we see impacting consumers now, Wayne, are that dollars spent on telecommunications and cell phones in general are going way up. Spending on cars has jumped, as has online shopping. The good news is that gas prices continue to drop. Average prices are down nearly 10 cents a gallon since a year ago, which really does help consumers. With estimates being so low for the retailers, you know, it's possible that if there's no new bad news, the retailers could get a boost.
Well, you were mentioning how the U.S. economic news has been mostly good, but abroad, not so good.
Yeah, Europe has been hit harder in the U.S. markets over the past month. Germany's stock market is down almost 10% since early July. Investors are concerned that the Russia-Ukraine fighting will affect, you know, Europe badly, more so than the U.S. European companies, especially Germany, do a lot of business with Russian markets. Germany is one of the strongest countries in Europe, so they serve as sort of a proxy on Europe. And last week, we saw German bonds hit their all-time low yield, which tells us investors want the safety of bonds, even if they only pay 1%. This week, we get two important pieces of data from Europe, which are the German GDP, which is their economic output, and German consumer sentiment. Both will be very telling to see if Europe is teetering on the edge of going back into recession. Some southern European countries like Italy, Portugal, and Spain have already slipped back into negative territory after being positive for a few quarters. A point to remember here, Wayne, is that Europe's financial markets are about 3 to 4 years behind ours in terms of recovery from the big recession of 2008 and 9. Remember, U.S. was in a similar wobbly fashion once our recovery began. It was only 3 years ago this week, Wayne, when the U.S. lost its AAA credit rating and our markets were down about 20%. Bottom line here is a pullback in fighting in Eastern Europe or a calming of tensions in the Gaza Strip or Iraq or any other places can allow investors and regulators to focus more on financial issues rather than the fog of war.
But 30 seconds to 40 seconds left. Credit scores, the rules are being relaxed.
This is relevant to all investors. Change are coming soon to the way credit scores are counted, which could mean that scores will be going up for millions of people. Most people at some point have pulled their own credit score for a home loan or maybe clearing up some old debt issues. But basically, here's what's going on. Unpaid medical bills will not count as much against you in the new calculations. Also, failure to pay a past bill will not be considered as big an issue if it has been resolved. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says these are good steps, but critics say not so fast. Just because people can get more access to loans doesn't mean necessarily that they're going to handle it very well. They fear that deeper debt may hurt consumers in the long run. Key takeaway here is this may be a good time to be looking at your credit score and go over any lingering issues that are out there.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Ford's report is not a research recommendation for any particular company and does not provide legal or tax advice. Portions of WCVE's programming are made possible by Miss Mary, with gratitude and appreciation of her wonderful and dedicated faculty at the West End Academy of Dance.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. More American missionaries are returning home after caring for Ebola patients in West Africa. They will be quarantined.
These missionaries work for SIM USA, which is based in Charlotte.